This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. 11 out of 22 miners trapped for 2 weeks have been rescued by Chinese rescue teams Sunday. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment, barely responsive. 10 other miners from a different section of the mine were lifted from underground in groups over several hours. The 22 miners were trapped in about 600 meters underground. One miner is reported to have died, while the condition of 10 others remain unknown. Russia says it is willing and ready to set up a dialogue with the U.S.'s new Biden administration. A Kremlin spokesman said Sunday differences are expected to be aired, adding that President Vladimir Putin would respond in kind to U.S. willingness to talk. Moscow and Washington relations have been at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. The two sides are at odds over Russia's role in Ukraine and allegations of its meddling in U.S. elections, which it denies, among other issues. The U.S. also called on Russian authorities to release protesters and journalists detained at demonstrations supporting detained Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny on Saturday. The U.S. condemned what it called harsh tactics used against them. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement countering that the U.S. efforts to incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations. The foreign ministry adding American diplomats in Moscow would be summoned for a serious conversation. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi group and Saudi-backed government began UN-backed negotiations on a prisoner exchange on Sunday. That's according to United Nations and Yemeni officials. The two sides have been at war for almost 6 years. The meeting in Jordan comes days after the United States designated the Iran-aligned Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. It's a move the United Nations had warned could undermine peace efforts and worsen Yemen's humanitarian crisis. A UN chartered plane carried four Houthi officials from Sana'a to Amman on Saturday. The talks aimed to free 300 prisoners, including high-ranking officials like the brother of President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, whose internationally recognized government was ousted by the Houthis. Sources familiar with the matter made that statement. Overnight twin attacks in central Mali killed three soldiers. Five of the alleged attackers were also left dead, according to security sources on Sunday. The attacks happened near the border with Burkina Faso at army positions that have been targeted in the past. A military source telling AFP the terrorist attacks happened simultaneously in Bulkesi and Mondoro in the center of the Sahel country. On Thursday, three other Malian soldiers were killed in a bomb blast in the Mondoro area. India has donated millions of doses of the British-developed AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to neighboring South Asian nations. It's an unusual diplomatic initiative that analysts say aims to raise New Delhi's global profile and push back against China, which has been expanding its influence in South Asia. As the world's largest vaccine producer, India is set to be at the forefront of supplying affordable shots against COVID-19 to low- and middle-income countries. Shipments of the vaccine landed in recent days in Bhutan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives, Myanmar, Mauritius, and Seychelles, just days after India launched its own nationwide inoculation program. The vaccine will be sent to Sri Lanka and Afghanistan after it gets approval to those countries. China reported 80 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday. That's down from 107 reported on Friday. The cases were mostly in the Northeast, where some residents complained they were short of food amid an ongoing local lockdown. Masked and socially distanced, and each given their own pen to avoid spreading germs, Portugal voters headed to the polls on Sunday to vote for the largely ceremonial post of president, even as coronavirus cases reach record levels. I'm Liz Pelka.